Today is the final day Princess Cruise Ships in Juneau are displaying the Declaration of Independence. The document is one of 200 broadside copies distributed across the 13 colonies and read to the public on July 4, 1776. Most of the 26 remaining broadsides are housed in libraries, museums, and archives. Only one copy is touring the nation, and Alaska was the 37th state on its itinerary. KTOO's Rebecca Shear has more.
It all began in 1989 when a flea market shopper in Pennsylvania took a shine to an old painting.
He paid $4 for it, was inspecting a tear in the back of the painting, and found this copy of the Declaration of Independence folded up between the lining and the canvas.
This is Erica Johansson, the copy's babysitter, I guess you could say. More on that in a moment, but first, to continue our story, this flea market shopper wasn't sure whether this unexpected find was for real, so he got it authenticated
by the Getty and Sotheby's, and then sold it at auction for $1.1 million.
Fast forward a few years, the document is authenticated a few more times, sold a few more times.
And then my boss, Norman Lear, bought it in the year 2000 for $8.14 million.
For those of you born after, say, 1985, TV producer Norman Lear was the driving force behind such hits as All in the Family, One Day at a Time, The Facts of Life, The Jeffersons. He also runs a nonprofit organization called
Declare Yourself, and we do youth voter registration. And we're also the organization that tours the document.
Ann Johansson, who officially bears the title of program coordinator, unofficially bears the title of document babysitter.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, I've been to the RNC, the DNC, the Olympics,
the Indy 500, the Super Bowl, countless museums, schools, and libraries.
We try to inspire as many people as possible. Over 100,000 people have seen it. Norman believes it's the people's document.
I heard he also calls it America's birth certificate.
Yes, and people shouldn't have to travel to Washington, D.C. in order to see it. It should come to them.
And now, for the first time in its 9-year tour, this birth certificate of a nation, this people's document, has come to Alaska. Several dozen Junoites were invited to view the copy last week.
Hello, good afternoon.
At a private soiree aboard the Coral Princess.
Welcome aboard.
A handful of local VIPs gathered in the ship's wheelhouse bar for wine, salmon tartare, and a photo op with the 233-year-old broadside.
All right, on to big smiles. Ready, one, two.
Oh, and a certain public radio reporter also managed to talk her way into the event.
Thank you, Blink, ma'am. One more.
In terms of actual Alaskans seeing the thing, the princess photo op was pretty much it. See, last year, Declare Yourself and Princess Cruises worked out this agreement. The document would spend the week of July 4th, 2009, in Juneau. By night, it would be tucked away in an undisclosed location in town, protected by armed guards. By day, it would be displayed on princess ships in port. But security restrictions only allow passengers and crew to board those ships, which might lead one to ask,
given that Norman Lear calls it America's birth certificate, wouldn't it be kind of nice if more Alaskans got to maybe take a look?
Well, let's look at the bright side of this, is that, you know, we are exposing our customers while they're in Alaska. We're giving a chance for some Alaskans to view it, and what a great way for us to continue to celebrate the 50th anniversary of statehood. Like I said, it's a real positive thing.
This super positive guy is Bruce Bustamante.
I'm the Vice President of Community and Public Affairs for Princess Cruises and Tours.
Speaking outside the Coral Princess before the party, he said it was no accident the document was visiting Juneau the week of July 4th, 2009. 50 years after the Capitol first raised the 49-star U.S. flag.
How timely to have a copy of the Declaration on top of the 50th anniversary of statehood. We think this is going to be a memorable opportunity for not only Juneau, but for the guests on our ships. And can you imagine 17,000 people going back to their homes saying they had a wonderful Alaska cruise experience when they were in the state capital of Juneau, they had a chance to see the Declaration.
A valid point, to be sure, but there are just about 30,000 people in that state capital who didn't have a chance. A princess PR person did tell me she was trying to organize a public exhibit, but the event never happened. Still, unofficial Declaration babysitter Erica Johansson isn't ruling out a return visit.
Any chance the tour might bring it back to Alaska, perhaps another part of the state?
Perhaps. I mean, all we need is funding, so if you guys want to bring us back, we'd be happy to come back.
And if the People's Document does make its way back to the 49th state, perhaps next time the people will actually get to see it. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.